Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Hei Omad Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Samach Ches. And today's share really focuses on a lot of the laws of Yahrzeit, a very, very important subject. And I dedicate this share, as I always do all of my shirim, to my holy parents, Aleihem Hashalom, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph and Anna Glatt, Avi Mori, Yosef Nisim and Yecheskel, Imi Morasi, Chana Bas Meir Avram. Any zechus I have is because of them, and we dedicate all the Torah shirim that I give, Lili Nishmosim. So we begin with Siv Vav. The Mechaber starts off and tells us, Ein Tanis Sibur B'Vav. The first Sif today is not dealing with Yahrzeit, but then we'll get to Yahrzeit. So the first Sif tells us that Ein Tanis Sibur B'Vav Liyosu B'Mlocha, that the Tanis Sibur that a person takes outside of Eretz Yisrael, bubbles the paradigm of outside of Eretz Yisrael, is going to be by definition a Tanis that will begin in the morning by Olos HaShachar and not the night before by Ben HaShmash or Tzitzel Kohoven. And therefore, there is no problem to stop doing work at night or hafsik mi bo yom, or that you have to stop eating from during the day of the previous day, except El Tisha B'Av B'Vav. Tisha B'Av is the only exception, of course, Yom Kippur too, but Yom Kippur is not considered in this sense like a Tanis Tzibur. Of course, it is a Tanis Tzibur, but here they're talking about today's to commemorate the Churban Beis Hamikdash or for a Tzara and Klal Yisrael. So the only exception to this rule, where the fast starts the night before and any prohibitions are beginning from the night before, is Tisha B'Av in Chutz Laretz. That's the din that the Mechaber is telling us here. Hilkach, therefore, an individual, Yochid Shekibel of Tainis in Chutz Laretz, accepting upon himself by Minchat Tarmet Tainis, we don't have to even be concerned that he meant that it should start that night. Lo Chayshinan, Shema Tainis Tzibro Kibel Lov, and that the Tanis would actually start at night, and therefore he's allowed to do everything, including eating, work, etc., from that night, and only the Tanis begins the following morning at Olos HaShachar by dawn. However, Mikom Mokom, ideally, the Mechaber tells us, L'chachila tov lomar, b'shatz kabbalas haTanis. Why look for trouble? When you're accepting upon yourself that the Tanis on the Mincha the day before, say specifically, Harini b'Tanis Yochid, l'fanecha mochar, that I'm taking a Tanis Yochid upon myself and not a Tanis of a tzibur that will begin in Eretz Yisrael. For example, certain Tanis tzibur's for famines began the night before. So state it b'theirish, so this way you won't have a problem. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Tes tells us, it's not only Bavel, as I said, this is the paradigm for Chutz Laretz. We call it Bavel because that's where most of Klal Yisrael in the Gemara was living in Bavel. And this is shown, we'll see it later on, in Kedmuchach L'Kaman in Simen Tovkuf Ayin Hei in Sifyud. Sivkot Mem, the Mishneh Berurah says, Miloshim Zeh Mashma the Eretz Yisrael. It implies that in Eretz Yisrael, in Kibbutz Tanis Stam, if a person just undertook himself to take upon himself a plain Tanis without specifying it, it implies, Chayshinon, that you should be concerned, Shema Tanis Sibu Kibbutz, that it starts from the night before. Vitzorach Lahavsik Mibo Jom, he has to stop doing work and eating from beforehand, Vasim Mulacha, and he can't do work that night. However, he says, V'ulai de Kayom, the Mishneh Berurah says, nowadays, already 100 years ago, She'ein Motzi Lisano, Satanis Siyub, Atenio Sibra, Abavam, Lekam, Sif Tokuf Ayin, Hey, Sif Gimel. Nowadays, that we don't have those fasts that they had in Eretz Yisrael in those days for famines, we don't have the custom to do that nowadays. Mistoma Kavanoso, a Stam Tainis. Therefore, when a person says, even in Eretz Yisrael, I accept upon myself a Stam Tainis, he doesn't mean like a Tanis Sibra that starts the night before for the famines in Eretz Yisrael. He means a start, if he just says Stam HaTainis for the following morning. However, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, says Taruchiyin, maybe not. And he says, we'll learn about this, Ayin Lekam, in Shom, in Sif Yud, Masha Kosov in Yuzeh. However, he brings down in Dershu Foot number 33 from Harav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher Zatzal. He was the Av Beis Din of the Eidah Haredis. He passed away around the turn of the millennium, around 2003. So this Gadol B'Yisrael, he writes, Shagam L'chatchila, Ein kol tzorech lo maharini b'tanis yochid mochar. He doesn't have to specify because nobody nowadays fasts those tanesim for famine, and therefore the stam, the full position, is that he only took upon himself a fast that would start the following morning. Now we start discussing the halachas of a yahrzeit. Siv zayin. Kishe'era yom shemes aviv o'imo bi'ador v'ashon muberes. If Rechmanu Lislan, a person's parents, his mother or his father, the halachas are the same for mother and father. We'll often use the terminology just for the father, but the same din applies for the mother as well. Rechmanu Lislan, when a person loses their holy parents, their mother or their father, and if it happens ba'ador, and it's a leap year, v'ashon muberes, so you have the problem, what day is the yahrzeit? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So the Mechaber's position is, it's famous machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Mechaber's position is, in this situation, Yis'ane ba'ador Sheni, that the yahrzeit is in the second month of Adar Sheni. That's when the yahrzeit is Noheg. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains, and there'll be a lot of different ramifications of these dinim, which we'll see inside in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Dershah footnotes. So in Sifkat and Memalat, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Rotz Lomar, according to the Mechaber, Shabashana Shemez Bo Aviv Loya Hashanah Mubaris. The year that the person passed away was not a leap year. If it was a leap year, so then he died in Adar Aleph, or he died in Adar Beis, she or he died in that month. So of course, in another leap year, it will be the same Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni." We're talking here in the year that Nebuch the parent passed away, it was not a leap year. And now, in this year, it is a leap year. 7 out of every 19 years are leap years. So, in those 7 out of those 19 years, what do you do when it's a leap year, that current year, when it wasn't a leap year, the year that the parent passed away? So, do you commemorate the art site in Adar Rishon, in Adar Sheni, or, as we'll see, in both? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber, Bishanim Habayim, Acha Kachis Ram Yishanim Uberes. What do you do in those upcoming years when it is a leap year? So the opinion of the Mechaber, Das Mechaber, the Stam Adar, when we have Stam saying somebody passed away in Adar, who Adar Sheni? The Mechaber's position is that the Yard site is knowing in Adar Sheni. However, the Yeshom Lehefech, as we'll see, the Ramah and others hold the opposite, that Adar Rishon is the critical time that you commemorate the art site. And reasoning in addition is that you don't want to pass over the mitzvah of commemorating the art site of the parent, so you do it in the first order rather than the second order. The issue footnote number 34 points out what I said previously from the Shelus Shuvas Giv Ashal, that if it certainly was in a year that was Mubaris that the person passed away and they died in other Rishon, so then they'll always commemorate the art site in other Rishon and not in Shvat. You do it in a year that's not a leap year. So you might have thought that they passed away in other Rishon. Maybe you should move the art site in a year that's only one other to Shvat, because other Sheni was the Adar that really is, that we're commemorating now as others. He says, no, don't do that. You always commemorate it in Adar. Yeshua number 35 brings down from the Chasam Sofer. He says, the Tainis and the Kaddish are Tluyim Bedin Shedonim Esanifto B'Shamayim. It's based upon, why do we have this whole concept of a Tainis yard site, a whole concept of yard site to learn and commemorate the yard site, is because the Nifter is being judged in Shamayim on the day of the yard site. Every year on the yard site, the Nifter is, when the Teres is being judged. And he says, this din is totally when other was Lefio MS, Velo Lefi Loshim and Yodim. That goes by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says and not by what the vernacular usage is by people. And Beloshon Torah, if you look in the Gemara, it talks about Adar, who Adar Sheni. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Vav, tells us that when we refer to Adar, we're always referring to Adar Sheni. We commemorate Purim in Adar Sheni. It's always the month before Pesach, which is Adar Sheni in a leap year. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, Adin hu ba'adar sheni gam im kvar over yud beis chodesh miyom ha-misa. Even if it's more than 12 months have passed when the misa person died in a non-leap year, and now it's a leap year, so it's going to be more than 12 months if you commemorate it in other sheni. Nevertheless, he says, we don't go and put it in other rishon according to the Mechaber. We put the yard site in other sheni because also a gedume parunusa lo mekdamin. We don't want to make a parunis, a sad day earlier. That's why we always push off a nidcha, shavos batamas or tishba. We push it off to Sunday. We don't make it Thursday. The exception to the rule is Tainis Esther, that we move forward, we make it earlier if it's an Idcha, because that's not a sad commemoration, that's not a Paranias. That was commemorating the fast of Esther and Klai Yisrael, and commemorating the fast of the battle that they had, they would fast before they went to battle. So these were positive things and not a negative thing. And therefore, that's why we move Tainis Esther forward, but all the other Tanais and we push them back because of this concept of Ikdumi Perunusi Lo Mekdamina. The issue foot number 36 points out the same thing would happen for those Chever Kedishas that we talked about the other day that have a Tainis on Zayin Adar on Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site. Sheyez Deos Ben Achorim Mosal Esanos. In the leap year, there are questions as to whether you do it on the other Rishon or other Sheni. The Olam Noagim Lesanos by the Rishon. He says the Velt has Paskin like the Ramah, as we'll see, and they no way to do it in other Rishon. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov Yesh Omrim the Sana Barishon. He brings up in Maril and Mari Mintz that the minhag amongst Ashkenazim is to go and fast in the first month of Adar, commemorate the art site in Adar Rishon. Unless, he says, in Lo, Shemeis B'Shnas Iber, as we pointed out, unless the person Nebuch was Niftar in a leap year itself, and then it was Adar Sheni, the Oz Noagim L'Sanos B'Sheni. He brings up the Trumas Adeshin, that then, of course, the art site will be in a leap year on Adar Sheni. And the Ramah Paskins, V'chein Haminug L'Sanos B'Rishon. He says, we Paskin Ashkenazim to fast in the other Rishon. However, he brings down Miu, Yesh Machmir Lasanos Bishneim. He brings down for the Piski Mari, in the name of Mari Mulin, that some are no way to fast both Al Sofek. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Membeis tells us, look in the Morgan of Ram, Ein Morgan of Ram, Shemasik, he says, Dim Kibel Ola Bened Lisanos Yom Shemes Over to Rabbo, the person accepted upon himself a tainus for his parents or for his Rebbe. We'll see later on that one should even adopt this custom for Rebbe Muvok, because one has to have more Mora and honor for a Rebbe Muvok than even for a parent. A parent brought you into this world, the Rebbe Muvok brings you into the world to come. In any event, he says, Mechuyv L'Tzanos B'Shneim. If you made a neder, you're going to face on the yard sale because it is suffix, so to be makayim your neder, which is in deraisa, suffix deraisa l'chumra, so you have to fast on both days. The kenu ikol adina, that's the ikudin. And this is also the opinion of the Chosav of Vilna Gom, the Gra. The issue foot number 37 brings down a number of very interesting points. He says, what about a bar mitzvah boy? So he says, Odor Rishon eino nikra Odor ela chodesh ha'ibur. Odor Rishon is the extra month, and therefore the boy only becomes bar mitzvah. He's born in a pashut year, a plain year with only one Odor, and then the bar mitzvah is in a leap year, so the boy is only considered a bar mitzvah in the second month in Odor Sheni and not in Odor Rishon. If somebody had a nase happen to them in a plain year or the pashut, so what should he do? If he makes a Yom Mishta of Simcha every year on the nase that occurred to him, so he should do the Suda in other Rishon, he brings that for the Prima Godim. Achein, however, in the name of the Magran, Yaseh Suda b'Odor Sheni. So again, we have the same machlokis there in terms of when you should make the Suda. Mishmur continues and says, Ocheinim lo kibel lo beferish rak mitzav min hoga. But if the person didn't specify he's taking an eder to fast on the yard side of the parent, so then in this situation, he's only doing it alst minog. There is a nice, beautiful minog, but not a din that you fast on the yard side of a parent, which we'll learn more about a little bit later on in today's shir. Shah minog l'stanos yom shemes b'ovid mim. It's a minog to do so. Ain't tzorich l'stanig l'olam elik moshin og b'pam rishonah. Then, it's whatever you did the first year, that it was a leap year, that's what you should do. If it comes out in a leap year, because the Meikara, because it's a minhag, so you accepted whatever you did the first year, that's essentially your Kabbalah, what you're going to do for the future years. However, if you come to ask, what should you do in that first year, in Bo Limloch, Ketz Lassos, should I fast or have the commemoration of the Yahrzeit in the first other or the second other? Nebuch, the parent, passed away the previous year in a Pashati year, and now it's an Ubi year. So then, Hanochu Lomar, you should tell the person, Hanochu Lomar Lo, she is Sana B'Shneim. He should ideally fast in both of them. However, if that's difficult, if you have difficulty fasting in both of them, Nebuch Shetov Yosef Shivro Lo Adar Rishon. We pass it like the Ramah, fast in the first other. The Kenua Minuk, as the Ramah said, that's the Minuk. The issue of number 38 brings down that for the Mishnah Berurah says, Sha'atainis b'yom shemesu ba'aviv of imo, he begeder minhag. However, the Ramah says, Mitzvah l'sanos b'yom shemesu ba'aviv of imo, in Yeridaya. However, the Bir Agroa says, Sha'av shebegemorah, it says, Mashma l'chora k'divrei Ramah, that it seems to be a mitzvah. Nevertheless, he explains it, the Kavanah of the Gemara is rak ba'osu yom atzmo shemesu av chova l'sanos, only on the Nebuch, the day that the parent actually passed away. That's a mitzvah. And in a future years, it's only a minhag. And this is also brought down to Mari Mintz. Shalom Nemar Begmar Shachayav Lasanos El Shekach Yunogim. It doesn't even say that there was a requirement. It says that was the minhag, but it's Lav Dafka requirement. What is the reason to fast? So he brings down for the Leket Yosher and the Mari Mintz and the Lavush. Shabosa Yom Hura Mazlo Shalabain. That it's a bad day, bad karma, so to say, for the child that day. That's Nebuch the day the parent died. And the Mari Mintz adds, as well the Leket Yosher, Shabachol Shana Donimitz of Dvarmut. Every year in the arts, the parent is being judged, the father is being judged, the mother is being judged. And by the child fasting and learning and doing all sorts of good things, that gives the neshama an aliyah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch adds, L'chachila l'sor b'tshuva ma'isav. It's also to spur the person to do tshuva. And when the child does tshuva, that elevates the parent as well, and therefore they go to a higher level in Gan Eden. What about women fasting on a Tanis Yartzai? So the Divrei Sofrim brings down, Shemidivrei Rekiva Eger in his Tzavah, he said also to his daughters that they should go and fast on a yard site. Again, albeit there are different customs nowadays that people are weaker. He adds as well, there are those that are makel not to fast on a yard site. And he brings down a very, very impressive list of great Gedol Yisrael. He says the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer, Nogul Usayim Mesech to be yard site. This is the very common custom to go and make a Siyam on a yard site, and then it's a Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore, they would only eat at this Sudas Mitzvah. And he even brings out they had machale cholov, they didn't even have meat, but they would eat. And Rav Kiva Eger himself, in his Chut HaMeshula Shachadosh, he brings down that he told his children not to fast, even though he said technically the din applies to men and women, but he says better not to fast, Eli Yilamdu Kol HaNe'es Leis, learn all day. That's a bigger schus for the Nifter, or Nifteris. Oh, hire somebody to go learn all day. And he brings down the same din from the Chazon Ish and his brother-in-law, the great Stipler Gaon, both Zatzal, that they specifically said that fasting causes people to go and learn less Torah. And he says, Adif lumo ba'osayom li'ili nashama. The better thing is to learn more and not fast. And this is all the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. He said, Mipnei chusha sadaris, we're weaker today, and therefore we don't necessarily commemorate the Yahrzeit with fasting. And this is especially true for Talmidei Chachamim, that we'll learn less. Mishabur continues to say, now, when the person goes to shul and he's chosen either other Rishon or other Sheni, so he can be pushed off. he only gets one kaddish, because the people that definitely have a yard sale on that day, or they're in the shiv or in shloshim, whatever, so they can push him off. The marshal rings down. If somebody doesn't know the day that his parent died, this happened nebuch so many times in the Shoah. So in this situation, you don't know the day of the yard sale of your father, your mother, yivrelo yom echad, you should pick one day. Nebuch, in my situation, three of my grandparents, we don't know the day that they passed away. My father always said Kaddish. They picked Yom Kippur, which is a very common minhag that people would pick either Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, or some other Tainis Tzibur, or some other set day in the calendar. And Nebuch, that's when we have the yard sale for three of my grandparents, Hashem Yimkom Doma. Dirshu footnote number 41 brings down, don't pick the same day if you know, let's say, the father's yard sale, and then you don't know when the mother died, so don't pick specifically the day that the father died to commemorate the day that the mother died. Although he brings down, there are others that specifically said you should do so, others specifically said you should pick a day of the Tanis Tibor, Ayin and Dirshu, footnotes number 40 and 41 for some of these dinim regarding the saying of Kaddish, who can push off who, and what day you should pick if you don't know the Nebuch, the date of the death. Then the Mishnah continues, he says, Af Ayasik Vul Lacheru Lamar Kaddish, but you can't push other people aside and demand to have a Kaddish rites when they have a definite and you're only a Suffolk. Then he adds, in Meisavir Biyom Rishon, the Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheni, if Nebuch a parent died in a leap year, on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Ador Sheni. So that's going to be a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So technically, the first day is really Lamed of Ador Rishon, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh is Aleph of Ador Sheni. So the person died on Lamed of Ador Rishon, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh of Ador Sheni. So what should you do in future years? Yisan L'Shoah Abah, Shai Soshanim Pshuta. Next year, when it's a plain year, you should fast commemorate the yard site, Biyom Alav Rosh Chodesh Adar, Delo B'Chav Tezbo, and not on the 29th day, which is the last day of the month of Adar. Delo Olam Adar Shoshana Pshuta, Omei Tachas Adar Sheni Shoshana Bavaris, because the Adar of Shoshana Pshuta takes the place of Adar Sheni. So in this year, it was Adar Sheni, it was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we consider it Rosh Chodesh that he passed away, and therefore we should commemorate the yard site on Rosh Chodesh. Likewise, a Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which can be sometimes a 30-day month or a 29-day month. So if a person was Nebuch passed away on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and next year, the next year it only was 29 days, not 30 days. So what should you do in that situation? That's a big machlokis. Should you fast on the 29th day of Cheshvan, which isn't Rosh Chodesh, which was exactly what happened the previous year. It was one day before Aleph Kislev, because you say that, no, the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the real Iker Rosh Chodesh. Because you count up the days in that month from the second day of Rosh Chodesh is Aleph. Therefore, he really died on the last day of the previous month, albeit it was commemorated as the first day of Rosh Chodesh, because it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, in future years, celebrated, commemorated on the 29th. Or do we say, no, the upon him, it was Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, the yard site is on Rosh Chodesh. It was a 48-hour day called Rosh Chodesh. But not to fast on it, Rosh Chodesh. You don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, as we've learned previously, and we'll learn again. To light the candles, that we have the commemoration of a yard site by lighting candles, and to say Kaddish. The issue footnote number 44 explains that the minhag to go light candles is because zecher l'nishmas ha'meis, so it's recording for the meis. And he says the whole idea of lighting a yard site candle, he discusses some of the additional dinim. Can you light it on Yontif? He says, bottom line is, yes, you can. You should try to light it before Yontif if you can, but you'd be allowed to light it on Yontif because it's a great cover for the parent that you light it, so therefore it's considered a necessary lighting on Yontif. He brings down also what happens if you didn't light it on Erev Shabbos, if you forgot to. So if it's during the Banish Moshes, you can even ask a non-Jewish person to light the yard site candle for you at that point in time. The issue foot number 43 brings down the very complicated questions that come up with a bar mitzvah boy who was born in these times. When do you commemorate his becoming a bar mitzvah? When is it actually that he is now mechuyev mitzvos? And he brings down, in certain situations, you take the chumras of both the katan and gadol. So in this situation, he's considered like a katan in some ways, he's considered like a gadol in other ways. Mishmur continues, says, U'masik ha-mogavar, the mogavar adds, the imshon ha-rishon ha-lemises, aviv ha-shon ha-hichasero. In the first year after the yard, if the person passed away, the yard site is in a shana that was not a mala, it was only on the 29th day of the month. So yikba yard site b'chav tesel chodesh cheshvan. Then it's preferably says to go pick the yard site to be the 29th day of the month of cheshvan. U'kamosh kosev atan. The reasoning is, as we explained, avol kishana rishon higam kimle. But if it's a full year the next year as well, imkain tzorich l'kva ayom b'rosh chodesh. Then you do make it on Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day of the month, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. V'lochein af b'shana mabay machrem af sheim chaserim yikba Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, future years as well, you do it on Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh me'achronim shesovim le'olam yikba Rosh Chodesh. Others say always do it on Rosh Chodesh. V'olam noagim kimogen ram. The world developed pasuk like the mogen of ram. Dirshu footnotes number 45 and 46 have additional details. Ayin Sham. Sivchas the Mechaber writes, "Ein Sorech Lisanos." You only fast on the day of the death, that's the yahrzeit, and not the day they actually buried him. There are a number of very important Mishnah Berurahs and Dirshu footnotes over here. We run out of time, so Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with this discussion tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.